I'm Zed.
And I'm Grace.
And this is 5-6? 5-0-6?
5-0-6, yes.
You know, if you hit the top of the thing, usually it goes to the top.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Oh, I know.
Scrolling.
Yeah.
All right, what's it called?
Viagra Falls.
I hate it.
I know.
All right, hit me with some facts.
All right, so this episode aired on August 18th, 2010. And it was written by Todd Hartham and Tim Melfeger and directed by Andrew Bernstein. Which
of the Bernstein Bears, yes.
Yeah. I felt like this had like Andy Berman vibes.
It did have that sort of like slapstick humor to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
so I was
kinda... You were being loud. I need him to stop licking himself in a way that makes his stupid idiot hat make noise. Thank you. That was... It keeps going! Why? Why do you keep doing that?
He's very stupid.
Aww.
I'm trying to do it in a way that like, doesn't like choke him. Just
no, he's a moron.
Honey, there you go.
Yep. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Please. So this is by someone who's not Andy Berman, but it has Andy Berman energy.
Yes.
More information?
Yeah. This effing cat. Okay. We had guest stars. Carl Weathers as Floyd Boone.
Yes.
William Devane as
Don. It was exciting to see him.
As Don Peters. Buzz was back. That was very exciting.
It's weird every time we count Buzz as a guest star.
I know, because he really isn't in that many episodes, but like...
He kind of is.
He kind of is, but...
He's in like at least half of them.
I feel like it's like a third, which is crazy, because I feel like he's in every single episode. John Innes as Chief Herb Wilkins, Brent Strait as Randy, Megan O'Ree as Josie, and Tracy Spiridakis as Sarah Lynn. With one N, apparently.
All right. Sarah Lynn.
Sarah Lynn. It's like, not the bread, the other one. It's not Sarah Lee, it's not Sarah Lynn, it's Sarah Lynn.
Sarah Lynn.
Sarah Lynn.
Oof.
Oof, oof, oof.
Yeah, no, this old has Gus, a, old
like,
Gus.
A surprisingly high rating on IMDb.
It's a decent episode.
It old has Gus, like an 8.6.
I'm going to continue my sentence at some point. Mm-hmm. Old Gus is in The Mandalorian.
Yes.
Yes. He's like big bear guy.
He's in everything.
Yes. He is also in everything, but that's like, he's a big name now, which is weird.
I feel like he's always been a big name.
I didn't think he was, but then when he came on The Mandalorian, my dad was like,
he was
oh
in,
it's that guy
he was
so,
in,
and when my dad Rocky, knows people was he
Rocky 3 and 4.
Would you like to hear a sentence you probably don't want to hear?
I mean, it's a sentence that I probably will repeat after you.
Yeah, I've never seen Rocky.
Neither have I. Neither.
Didn't seem worth it.
Theme song slaps.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Spot the pineapple. A pineapple design can be seen on Gus's Speedos. When did he have Speedos?
I don't remember him having, unless it's a Speedo brand swim trunk and he's wearing them with a shirt. Was he wearing a shirt or swim trunks at one point? I don't remember him wearing swim trunks, but I also don't really care that much for what they wear.
And a pineapple slice can be found in Boone's drink. That's not helpful. All right, whatever.
Confusing.
When Peters and Boone are confronting Sean and Gus in their car, an exchange occurs where Sean says, ring the bell, and Gus says, ding, ding. And he looks at Boone, played by Carl Weathers. Yeah, that's a reference to Rocky.
Sure.
Carl Weathers played Apollo Creed in Rocky 3 and 4.
That's the bad guy, right?
I would assume
the antagonist.
Since
I don't know if he's bad. But
since they're sparring.
I mean, it's boxing. They can both be good guys. It's boxing. It's like a legitimate fight or whatever, right?
Yeah. Every time Don and Boone are seen pulling out of the parking lot, they park in reserved spots. Which they parked in Lassie's spot and Vic's spot. Both reserved for 24 hours daily. Whatever. I don't know what that means. When Floyd says it's not a ghost, it's a man, it is reminiscent of Dylan saying it's not a lizard, it's two or three guys at most from Predator. Both characters were played by Carl Weathers. Yes. Peters repeatedly refers to Sean as Rick, meaning Ricky Nelson. Nelson was a teen idol and rock and roll singer, first gaining fame starring in The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, with his real-life family He and Sean look remarkably similar. Yeah, okay. I refuse to acknowledge a reference to any vacation movie. They're awful. Peters and Boone drive a convertible painted in the same green shade as the site theme color. Kind of.
It's avocado green opposed to a lime green. So that's not true.
No, that's not true.
Just speaking as our resident color expert, I have a degree in colors and shapes included.
Just like, that's a 70s green.
No, it was, it was a 70s like avocado green as opposed to the psych logo is more of a like a grass green, lime green. So
there is a handwritten sign on the wall outside the Pacific Treasures gift shop that reads inexplicably, "Have you purchased a parking ticket?"
I mean, that means they validate.
Yeah,
that's not inexplicable. That's adding to the realism of the space.
Okay. Timothy Odmanson, Sage Brocklebrink, Brent Strait, Morgan Brayton, Megan Ory, John Ennis, and Tracy Spirakados starred in Supernatural 2005. So that's multiple.
Yeah.
Multiple Supernaturals in one episode.
It is. Multiple multiples.
Multiples multiples.
But I'm happy for them.
I am too. I wonder what, factual error. Factual errors. When Boone is playing damn good chance of you getting shot, Sean says he thinks there is a 1 in 6 chance that Boone's revolver is not loaded. Gus says those are the exact odds. Assuming Bus has
Gus.
Assuming Boone has a standard 6-shooter, the probability that the gun is unloaded is actually 1 in 7 because the gun could contain 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 bullets.
Ah, math.
Revealing mistakes. At 1640, when the helicopter shot zooms in on the aquatic center, the people in the pool are all swimming backwards.
Sure.
Suggesting that the shot was filmed in reverse. Beautiful. Crew or equipment visible. When Sean and Gus are walking around the corner of the dollhouse after hearing gunshots, you can see the shadow of the cameraman and camera panning in on them on the wall above the dead body.
Shadow of the cameraman is my favorite sci-fi movie.
Floyd refers to Boone as Floyd himself when they're all in the house of Sarah Lynn's friend. Okay, I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay, so Floyd calls Boone by his own name.
Maybe.
That's fun.
I believe that's it. They always act as if there's something that you have to click on. They're like, click here for crazy quotes or crazy connections. And it's like, there's nothing there.
It's because it really wants you to take to the page where those would be if we had them. And this is where I would put a trophy if I had one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alternate. Yeah. That's. Yep. I have a fun fact.
Is it fun?
It's fun for me, so probably not fun for you. So.
I mean, not what I was leading you to, but okay. Bitter.
As we all know, I am a lover of obscure TV shows from, like, the 90s that, like, were popular at a time, but, like, not really easily streamed.
Just because it's the 90s, no one had streaming.
Oh my god. I'm just saying, like, these are the shows you have to, like, physically purchase, like...
DVD shows, yes.
Yes. William Devane was on Early Edition, and he played the dad. And he was really funny.
What is Early Edition?
Early Edition is a TV show where the premise is the main character receives tomorrow's newspaper. So he goes through the entire day, like, preventing things from happening, and then he, like...
Please tell me this show ended before September 10th, 2001.
It did!
You're good! I'm pretty sure. Jesus Christ! What a premise!
I'm gonna look that up really quick.
Please do!
Because,
I could have sworn Early Edition was the name of, like, an old, like, news program.
Okay, hold on. Yes, Early Edition is an American fantasy comedy drama television series that aired on CBS from September 28th, 1996 to May 27th, 2000, set in Chicago, Illinois.
Thank God.
It follows the adventures of a man who mysteriously receives each Chicago Sun-Times newspaper the day before it is actually published, and he uses this knowledge to prevent terrible events every day.
Why wouldn't he use this knowledge to get a job at the Chicago Sun-Times?
I think
and thereby not ever have to write anything ever, because somehow his future alternate timeline self has already written every article.
The series stars actor Kyle Chandler as Gary Hobson and features many real Chicago locations over the course of the series run.
Real Chicago also, locations?
Timothy.
Sign me up!
Timothy Robinson is in an episode.
But isn't he in?
I know. I think a couple... yeah, a couple psych people were in this. Fisher Stevens was also in this. And the 90s. It's great. I own all of it on DVD, if you ever care. I don't think you do.
I mean, it honestly sounds fascinating, but also...
bonkers. What?
Yeah, it sounds like one of those things where I'd be watching it, and every episode I'd be like, why the hell would he do that?
It's really awesome because it's kind of like quantum leapy.
Yeah, it sounds quantum leapy.
It is very quantum leapy. One of his friends is a blind woman, so it's like you go into a bunch of like disability rights stuff too.
No, that's cool. Fun.
Yeah, so it's like it's really, really fun. Maybe I might cover it for Mini or something. So there's a couple overlaps with psych.
You should,
because like. He is literally Buzz.
Sure.
It's like Gary and Buzz are so similar. They both have like similar looking cats. It's a whole thing. So, yep, that was my fun fact.
Cool. Actually, was kind of fun.
Thank you.
Miss Bitter.
Yes.
Fun fact, there's a cat in the studio.
Yes.
And he just got like... his balls cut off last Saturday. Mm-hmm. So he's in an idiot cone. And he is high maintenance and we can't lock him out because he's supposed to be stuck in this back bathroom area. Yeah. And if I put him in just the bathroom area, he will bang on the door and yell, which is worse for podcasting. So if you hear a noise, it's the cat.
Yeah.
It's also purring.
Mm-hmm. I love him so much. He's so
okay.
Great. I was like cuddling with him for like half of this episode and it was the best.
And Bobby.
Gosh, I truly hope that picks up on the mic because that is loud.
The deep purr.
The deep purr.
Okay.
I your took notes. A little bit of notes. My first note was early edition dad, followed by how short was the edit of this episode? Because that was an extended theme song.
Yeah. When they started playing it, I was like, this is not. Oh, it's the beginning of the theme song they never play.
Fun fact, we watched this episode almost simultaneously, but at like a delay because Zed was in the kitchen making dinner and I was in the back watching this. So like I would hear things before they happened.
But you've also seen this episode.
Oh yeah.
Before,
oh yeah.
So like
yeah. So I was just in like, wow, they're listening to the entire theme song.
Yeah, no, there's no skip button.
I was trying to skip.
I never listen to the whole theme song, but there's no skip button, and it's the extended theme song, which means they really don't want me to notice how short this episode was.
I know.
Like, no, it's short. Like, yeah. You're not going to trick me, because this is different from how you normally do it.
Okay.
Your tails are showing.
Yeah. My next note is not about you, baby girl. Talking about Henry, getting all in his feelings that because Sean doesn't like these detectives that he... doesn't like his dad working there, which is a stretch and a half.
I mean, he also probably doesn't like his dad working there. He didn't for a little bit, right?
I guess.
Why is he getting all butthurt about it now? He knew that Sean wasn't like super big on him.
I know. It's like really weird anyway. Because it's basically like he's been given like just been approving Sean left and right. There's been no problems.
Well, I mean, they did say there was like a lag in the cases, but then Henry like turned it around.
Yeah,
so,
there's
the whole thing.
I don't know what this like, whole pity party thing is.
It's different writers. It's different writers who don't really know what they're writing right now. We haven't watched the last few episodes because the last few episodes didn't exist yet.
Followed by a star-studded flop. I will not be elaborating further. Peaches, holes, sploosh.
Peaches. I had to stop a bunch of kindergartners from singing that today. It was a lot.
But
when they all just start kind of chanting Peaches, because one, they don't know how to carry a tune, and two, they have no rhythm. So they all just sort of, Peaches, 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 Peaches.
I was surprised I didn't hear that. But, I need a churro. And then followed by, oh my God, it's the house. Like, they use this house for, like, so many episodes.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
it's that one house we have exterior rights to. Hooray!
Yes. Yeah. And then followed by, is this an episode of House MD? Because they're like, in order to find out what's wrong, we must illegally search somebody's house. Pocket door. There was, like, this, like, secret pocket door where they're like, oh, look, that's a door. And they never go through it, really. It was weird. It was like this, like, hidden space that clearly had a pocket door handle, because it was like...
Oh, I guess that was a pocket door handle.
Yeah,
mean, like, I remember them referring to it, but, like...
Okay, followed by mood, when, I think it's Boone throws the shoe at Sean, just... I was just like, yeah, you know what?
You're annoyed enough at somebody, mm-hmm. you just throw the shoe.
I know my loafer, Sean, which might be the bulk quote for this episode. Who knows?
Sure.
Snyder's of Hanover.
Excuse you. Buffalo flavored Snyder's of Hanover.
Thank you for looking, because I was...
It's important to me that you know which Snyder's flavor it is. Those are my favorite.
That is a good one.
It's a very good one.
I am quite fond of the honey mustard and onion.
I don't like sweetness. Honey mustard doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't like when they're sweet. If it was like regular mustard or like a German mustard with like flake salt type thing, where it's like almost like a mall pretzel type vibe, like I would be very into that. But honey mustard's too sweet.
Okay. And then my last note is grapples.
Grapples.
Because I also ate dinner and did not take notes because I was eating dinner.
Yep.
So,
yeah, we watched the back half of this episode while eating dinner.
Yes.
I didn't take notes, obviously, because I was cooking while I watched it.
Mention of the weird Otto. Like, Otto's clearly flirting with them, but they're like...
There are so many things happening in this. Like,
they're like, is he for sale? I'm like, what do you mean by that, Sean?
Yeah, no, there's... That wasn't like, Otto. That was a bodyguard in Otto's.
Okay.
Otto
okay.
was, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's like a lot of gay things are happening at the cat house.
Yeah, no. So, like, we said it while we watched the episode together, but, like, they shouldn't have threatened to light a bathroom on fire. They should have just sent Sean in to flirt with the guy to distract him.
I know.
It's the most honeypot mission of all things. Yeah. And he's so good at it.
Concept of a grease fire in a bathroom is just, where do you get the grease?
Where do you get the grease? Where did the grease come from? How are you going to light it? There's no burners. What are you talking about?
You just put a lighter to the toilet paper.
Yeah, but that's not a grease fire.
I know, but I'm just like, you could just make a small fire.
I mean, you could. Alternatively, it's a club, so you could probably pull the public fire alarm.
True.
Like, that's a thing you could do.
You could literally make... And then... throw it, but
yeah, no, there's alcohol everywhere.
I know,
don't need
I'm
to
like
make any sort of grease, anything. There's alcohol like, everywhere.
You're literally surrounded.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there are a couple weird moments in this one. I will say,
ow.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be pet like that. He's an idiot.
He's like, he moves his entire head to pet himself using the back of my hand, then bites it.
Yeah. He does that to me too. It's because he likes to bite.
This is break the skin.
Yeah, no, he's never like hard. It's just pointy. Because he's still got kitten teeth.
I know.
Okay, so every time they said Herb's Locker, my brain said The Hurt Locker. A movie which, again, I have never seen.
I've never seen it.
But they said it enough times that my brain just.
What is it even about?
Like, I think it's a military movie. Oh. I think that's why I haven't seen it. Because I don't watch military movies because it's always full of things either I don't care about or they're really trying hard to, like, I'm going to say this and it's going to upset at least two people listening.
Yeah.
They're trying really hard to, like, support the military industrial complex in a way that I just can't go with. Yeah. It seems very hashtag sponsored, you know? Every military movie.
I mean,
It's because it hashtag is sponsored.
It is. Like, that's why all of the Marvel movies are like that.
It's fair. Yeah, so every time they said Herb's Locker, I kept thinking Hurt Locker, and it was very distracting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when Redhead, Serlin.
Yeah.
When Serlin came on, I was like, she's so familiar. And then all she's been in that I would have recognized her from is Supernatural, so I get this feeling that, like, she just kind of looks like a waif. You know, they gave her, like, cocaine addict eye bags and makeup. Because she doesn't look like that most of the time.
No, it's very strange.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to look up the Hurt Locker. That's what I opened this for. Jeremy Renner's in it. Yeah, it's military. That's a military movie. Why is the locker hurt?
Set during when?
The Iraq War.
Why?
Propaganda.
Yeah. Just like, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go off on this movie. 1 minute.
Okay.
During the Iraq War, a sergeant recently assigned to an army bomb squad is put at odds with his squad mates due to his maverick way of handling his work. 1. Why are you mavericking on a bomb squad, you moron? 2. Why are you mavericking on a bomb squad, moron?
I feel personally offended because my
3.
My cousin is the head of bombs for the army.
So he must either love or hate this movie. You should ask him next time you see him.
Oh my god, no.
You should ask him and see what he does.
Yeah.
Oh. And this is one that Anthony Mackie is in with Jeremy Renner.
Oh.
Gotcha. I've seen gifts from this one.
Yeah,
from all the people
who
are obsessed with Marvel actors.
Yeah.
So here's my issue. Big issue. Can you guess my big issue? In that summary, what did they not tell me?
Why is the locker hurt?
Yes! What does a locker have to do with it?
I don't understand.
Why is the locker injured? I don't understand
anything.
Okay, I'm sorry. It just pisses me off so much.
Oh my god.
Is that Brad Pitt? Somebody
Crunch,
who
you
looks
cannot like, open the laptop with your
It's
teeth.
Not a laptop, it's a tablet.
Okay, whatever the heck is
It's
on the
not
floor.
Brad Pitt, but it looks crazy like Brad Pitt.
I could have sworn he was in that movie.
He's not listed. Or if he is,
Who is the
guy with the porn stash?
Yeah!
Brian Garrity. Garrity? Garagity? Let me see.
That could be a person.
Sure, I'm gonna look up his actual pictures. I'm on a real tangent right now. Yeah, he's
Doesn't
always
matter.
Got some sort of mustache.
Wouldn't
That's
be...
the guy.
Yeah,
that's him.
Okay, we might actually have a podcast that was longer than the actual episode.
I mean, I believe it.
Yeah,
I wonder if this guy's been on Psych.
Oh my god,
rando.
No, the Psych overlap is never ending. It's nice to see that the Supernatural guy's doing all right.
Nope.
Warms my heart.
He's not. Oh, the Supernatural guy is involved now? Ralph Fiennes is in it. okay, sorry. No, he's not in Psych. None of these people, as far as I'm aware, are on Psych. It's just that I kept hearing her blocker.
Yeah.
The roommate, Josie?
Yeah. I totally forgot her name. I was like, yeah, I guess that's her name.
Why do I know her name? And you don't. Was on Smallville.
Like this episode. Yeah.
Yeah, she was on Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
So she shows up at like Comic-Con panels apparently.
Oh, really? Because
she's been in a lot of those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Noisy cat. Noisy cat making noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was a fun episode.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the conceit of how self-aware they got about
it.
Like,
because
they could have played it off as, like, they're completely unaware mm-hmm. that this is just an older version of them.
Yeah.
Which would be very unlike them
mm-hmm.
to be unaware of that sort of trope. I don't know. I thought they could have... Okay. Here's Zed's fanfiction corner time.
Uh-huh.
The way it needed to end was different.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because, like, it was a dumb resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so they've been comparing them to Sean and Gus this entire time, right?
Yeah.
So every time they do something, like, it's kind of echoed. But mm-hmm. then right at the end there, what it needed to be was you needed to see them compare old guys to Lassiter and Jules instead.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were there right there. At Ow! God damn, that was my whole ass knee.
Oh my
god. Goddamn moron. That hurt.
It sounded like something did something.
Yeah, that was his claws popping through my skin.
Oh my god.
Moron, why? Why would you do that? You want attention, you can get attention. Don't be a dickbag.
We're literally giving you so much attention, aren't you?
And he's an attention whore.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, no, they needed to compare the old guys to Lassiter and Jules.
Yeah, where was the older Lassie and Jules?
That also would have been really funny.
Or everybody's thinking, oh, this is just Sean and Gus. But then you're like, it's actually.
Yes, that's what needed to happen because Sean and Gus are not cops.
Exactly.
And these guys are behaving as if they are never cops. And what you needed to see at the very end was them kind of turn it around and you get to see, oh, these guys were professionals once.
Mm-hmm.
Like not, what they're implying is that one day Sean and Gus will be legendary just like these guys.
Yeah.
These guys were by the book as far as we're aware, or at the very least they were pretty like legendary for like their solve rate.
Like they're
like legitimately not pretending
book,
to be psychic.
Unless it's like literally.
Unless they disagree with the book.
Like,
yes.
Tampering with.
The book.
Physical evidence. What the f*** are you doing?
He's going to look out the window.
Okay.
It's his favorite hobby.
Okay.
Godspeed,
my child.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted to get up as fast as possible because usually he jumps on this chair to get up there.
Yeah.
But I'm in the chair now.
Mm-hmm.
Moron.
It's like a giant flashlight.
He is. The Pixar lamp. Anyway, so, but yeah, so like
me.
What would have been really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is if at the end, instead of them being Sean and Gus, because Sean and Gus are acting fools out there to be a distraction, what you needed to see was the old guys actually acting professionally for once in the episode.
Yeah.
And not only do you get that moment of, like, respect and recognition with
mm-hmm.
Jules,
mm-hmm.
there should have been a moment where, like, you saw, what's his name, like, kind of do the same thing as
mm-hmm.
Jules,
mm-hmm.
and what's his other name, do the same
yeah.
thing as Lassiter.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't know, they set it up the whole time that these old guys are kind of the butt of, like, a cosmic joke. Like,
yeah.
they're definitely just here to be side characters in Sean's life.
Yeah, so, like, where's the third
But
act?
They were the main characters.
Exactly.
So, like, I don't know.
Like, they were, like...
The writing is weird.
They're, like, three steps ahead the entire time.
Yeah, they're obviously good at what they do.
Yes.
Like, and they're definitely, even if they are Sean and Gus, but old... They have, you know, 50 more years of practice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why wouldn't you show these guys at the very end, now that they've come into their own, they've solved the case, they've done
yeah.
what they wanted to do, show them as the professionals that they actually are underneath the bumbling
yeah,
fools.
I thought that the flashback was also weird.
Which flashback?
At the beginning.
Oh, yeah. It was weird because this is the first flashback I think we've seen without young Sean in it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's either the first or it's, like, a really low number.
No, it's not the first because the other one was the 70s episode. So
ah.
They were, yeah.
It's always
so
Henry
it,
and his old buddies.
Yeah, so it feels...
It feels weird.
It's...
Like, it felt off balance somehow.
Yeah.
It was like somebody took most of an episode and then finished it wrong.
Because I was, like, confused because, like, I missed, like... bits during the middle, so
I don't really think you didn't miss that much.
I like went back and I was like, I remember this like really extended scene about grapples. Like
it really wasn't extended.
I know
it was
so
like a one-off line.
Yeah, so I'm like, is there some sort of deleted scene that I saw a long time ago?
Maybe
because like, I do have the DVDs and
mm-hmm.
I will not plug in a DVD player. I'm sorry. I'm also not home.
Yeah, there's that.
So,
I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know how that would matter because you haven't been home in 24 hours.
No.
So
I remember the grapples thing being more of a thing, but like it could have just been that grapples were out and about and like this new like combination fruit that everybody was trying.
What is a grapple?
It's a grape apple.
So that's what I thought it was.
It's an apple that tastes like a grape. It's fantastic.
Ah, so it's not like a Tangelo where it's
no.
actually a hybrid breed.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They used to come in like plastic packs where
sure.
they're like muffins, but they're
time to Google a grapple.
Yeah,
things I thought about doing during the episode and didn't because
they
I was watching
look
on my
like
phone.
A kind of like a Honey Delicious or like a Honey Crisp, one of those Golden Delicious Honey Crisp, whatever.
I like how if I just type in grapple it gives me the definition of grapple as in fighting.
Oh yeah.
Sure. Okay, so they're branded kind of like cotton candy grapes.
Mm-hmm.
They always have a dude on a skateboard. Nope. Monkey on a skateboard on their logo. Sure.
They have a logo?
Kind of.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Weird. Okay. Well, we learned something new today. I figured it was a grape apple, but I thought it just meant like tiny apples. Like yeah. A crab apple almost. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a cherry tomato.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a grape tomato even.
That's they have those tiny too. Tiny little apple. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, teeny apple, like a crab apple. Yeah, but
I don't know. Apparently they not. Still sell these?
I feel like if they do, they'd be one of those things you have to order from a specialty Harris fruit place.
Teeter, yeah.
That's... Harris Teeter. Do we have those on the East Coast?
I don't think so.
I think that's a Westie thing.
That's a Westie.
Huh. Weird.
That's. I'm searching grapple, and I'm getting grappling hooks along with
yes. See
flavored apples.
It's even weirder.
Hydraulic grapple. Oh my god.
Cool. Okay.
I'm gonna have the best ads for yes. the next week.
I've had the weirdest ads. Anyway, some very weird ads.
Me too. I think when this episode came out, I was like eating grapples, and I thought I was like, wow.
That you like fixated on that
maybe
huh okay
it's like it was like 2010 like what else was there to do besides eat a grapple like a
watch block. Glee
I did not start watching Glee until sophomore year this was freshman year this is like I just started high school when this episode came out god I'm old no that was almost it okay
ha okay Oof.
Oof.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think the writing on this could use a little bit of work, but it's overall kind of fun to watch.
It needs a little bit of Andy.
Yes. If Andy Berman had come in here.
Because it was edited by Mel Trager.
Yeah, I feel like it had half of the dream team of mm-hmm. Andy and Mel. Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. those episodes always end up being like quirky in a really fun way. And that's why it had that Andy Berman stank on it. Because what it is not an Andy Berman stank. It's a Mel stank. So,
Andy would have had Sean to flirt with the guy.
Hell yeah, he would.
Because it's like, we need...
Andy is our bi ally.
We need information. How will we get this information? It was also very, like, telegraphy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like...
It was telegraphy, and then they didn't telegraph it well enough to complete the telegraph.
I know.
Nobody picked that telegraph up on the other end.
Because I was just thinking, like, can I actually just, like, listen to this and not watch it? Like, as if... Possible though.
No, there are certain things that you do actually have to watch for. Trust me, I would know.
Yeah, you actually watched this one. I saw you.
I actually watch most of them.
Okay.
Most of them I actually watch because...
The clue sound.
No, actually, it's because the Amazon Prime that I usually watch it on is only on my phone now, and my phone doesn't cast to my TV during the Prime app. So
my phone casts to your TV.
I know, and we've tried to figure this out before. You were there when we tried to figure it out.
I know!
So I can't watch it and do something else at the same time
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So for the past like season and a half, I've actually had to watch all the episodes and it's almost exactly the same as not watching them all the way.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I have not experienced any difference other than, I guess, looking at James Rodé Rodriguez's face a little bit more.
Yeah. Mm.
Disappointing. To say the least. He's a rectangle of a man. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Thoughts, opinions?
I don't like this one. I was kind of like, because they kept having like hit after hit after hit. And you're like, oh, I don't like this one. But
people hit in what way?
Like, oh, I really like that episode. I really like that episode.
Oh,
like,
you mean the episodes coming up before were really good. Mm-hmm. And so this one ends the streak.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought most of the episodes before this were pretty mid, and this one was all right. Yeah, so,
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, like, I actually kind of enjoyed moments of this where it was actually kind of compelling. I thought they ended it badly, thus ruining the fact that I thought it was compelling, but, could be worse.
I'm looking at the episodes. So I think the season started off pretty strong, from what I remember.
Yeah, so my thought when they played that full theme song was, is this the finale or the opening or something? Like, I was like, is this a special episode? And then I was like, oh no, they just needed to stall for time. Got it.
It's like, okay. No, because it's not, there's not even like, sometimes they'll do like weird like fall breaks. No, it's fully a week after the Sean and Gustin drag racing.
It's very funny, actually.
Like.
Yeah, no, it was definitely just, they need to stall for time.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oof.
Yeah, I thought it was all right, but yeah. I think there was...
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad, but I it's also not think that the best it's... episode ever.
I don't think that it's an 8.6 by any means.
I think I might give it an 8 at most.
Wow.
Maybe a 7 for me personally, but if you needed a wiggle room, 8 is like the tops.
I would give it 7.5 grapples out of 10.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably 7 redheaded... mysterious women.
Strangers?
Redheaded mysterious women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, out of 10. Truly, how many long red-haired, long-faced women?
It's like there's part of the story that they didn't, like, figure out, and you're, like, left hanging.
Yeah.
It's just like, You think he's having an affair with the girl, but actually she reminds him of his daughter.
Yeah, I feel like they could have come to that conclusion a lot earlier.
I'm just like, yeah, it was.
Or, fun fact, it could be that she reminds him of his wife when they were young.
Yeah, something
like that. Because his daughter had to get the redhead from somewhere. But so it's like, so if you're like, he can't possibly be sleeping with her, she reminds him of his daughter. Fun fact, she could remind him of his wife, like, actually, instead.
If they worked with the guy, like, 20 years ago...
They would have met his wife, right?
They would have met the wife and the daughter. Well, like, they would have at least known about...
I mean, I've never met any of my dad's coworkers, so...
That is true.
I met them when I was really little. And, yeah, like, yeah. He would take us places, but, like... Mm-hmm. At a certain point, I stopped meeting them, and the only reason I knew any of them was because I knew them before he was their coworker.
Yeah.
So... I don't know.
Who knows? It's very kind of half-baked at points.
Yes. Still gooey. Needs to be put back in for a mo.
Yeah, so I don't think it holds up to a rewatch, but it's probably really fun to watch originally.
Yeah, no. As a first-time watch, I was like, yeah, actually, this is enjoyable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch it again.
No.
But I say that about, I think, all of them. I think there's, like, one that I might rewatch at some point. And even then, I can't think of it off the top of my head.
I was about to say dinosaur one.
Probably that one. I did enjoy the dinosaur one. No, like, if I can't think of it off the top of my head, it would be like a, it comes to me in a dream where I'm like, oh, that reminds me of that thing from Psych. I gotta rewatch that one episode.
Yeah.
And then it won't hold up. You know, yeah. It won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Cat's making gurgly noises on my lap, which makes me suspicious.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So,
audience participation.
The last time that we uploaded an episode was May 5th.
May the 5th be with us.
Yeah. And I asked the question, what's Gus thinking? Wrong answers only. And psych_lover7 said, I really want some jerk chicken now. That's not a wrong answer, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when we say wrong answers only, y'all know that means wrong answers, right?
I'm just like, it's always...
Oh, boy.
It's always time for... And then last week's episode, well, minisode where Zed watched 2012.
Heck yeah.
We got 3 comments.
One of them was me.
Yes. Jacked Up Podcast.
Hey.
Commented, makes better sense now. And... Grace commented, when will Grace do Men in Black, though?
When will Grace do Men in Black, though?
So, I...
Because Grace watched Men in Black. Hey, Grace. Other Grace watched Men in Black.
I know. I texted her about it on Sunday. She responded, and you didn't tell me?
Oof.
What about the first one? It's a movie.
It's a good movie.
And then I sent her a screenshot of my letterbox.
Plus, now you're going to understand when anybody, me included, goes, sugar water. It's my favorite stupid also, thing.
Okay, I actually have a question.
My favorite, yes. Sugar water.
Oh my God. Okay. Now, before I ask this question, I should say, I watched all three in a row on.
You shouldn't have. That's the worst.
I know. So, Men in Black got 4 stars. Men in Black 2 got 3.5. Mm-hmm. And Men in Black 3 got 3 stars.
Okay.
So, yeah. they're pretty mid. Whatever. I had fun watching them, but there's a character in the movie named Zed.
Yep.
Are you aware of that, Zed?
Yeah, dude. It's spelled differently because, okay, so fun fact, all the Men in Black characters are named after the letters.
Yes.
And his is Zed instead of Z.
Yes. Why?
Because it sounds better.
Is it more of like...
It's more commanding, I think.
Yeah.
Because if it was like Commander Z, it's still weird.
It's like Z. Is it D? Is it C?
Yeah. So I think it's a little more distinct and it sounds more commanding to have that consonant sound at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our audience participation.
The audience / former co-host.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, psych _lover7. Sophia
participated, but maybe didn't do it quite 100% correctly. Yeah. Sorry, Sophia.
Yeah, I tried
to read the instructions.
And
please.
I try to click more information, but Facebook is blocking me from information that I'm supposed to have. Okay, whatever. It's broken.
Okay.
Terrible app.
That's fun.
Yeah, whatever. So if you're ever commenting something and you're wondering, why didn't Grace bring up my comment?
It's because Facebook's broken and
Facebook
bad.
Maybe ate it or hid it from me or...
Meta is not good for long-term anything.
No. Because, I do my due diligence. I respond to stuff. I like things.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I see it. I promise.
So, if you would like to interact with us and maybe or maybe not get seen, Instagram's your best bet, first off.
Yes.
But if you want to interact with us at any point in time, Facebook, we are Delicious Flavor Pod. Instagram, we are Delicious Flavor Podcast. TikTok, we are Delicious Flavor Podcast. Mm-hmm. And on Redbubble, we drop merch on the 7th of every month or around the 7th, if we remember.
Yes.
I think we've never missed that one, right?
We haven't technically missed it.
Yeah, it's been at midnight, but
yeah.
We got there.
Yeah.
It is DF Podcast, right?
Yes, it is.
Yep. So go check out over there. We have Let Ken Say
merchandise. Yes, that was... April, May was Ronald Reagan was a terrible president bumper sticker.
You should get that bumper sticker. I would love to, but I work for a school or whatever, so I can't have that on my truck. So you need to put it on your car for me. Please.
I don't think they have it available in bumper sticker size, so I think...
But it's just a small bumper sticker. It's like a window sticker.
It's a large laptop sticker.
It's just small enough that... Maybe it won't start a fight with an old person.
Yes. But
maybe.
It is glorious. And be on the lookout for June's merch drop, which would probably be sometime in the next week and a half.
Yeah, week and a half-ish, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I can't do math right now. It's been a long day. It'll be on the 7th, whatever the day that is.
The 7th of June.
Yeah. Well, it's always on the 7th.
Yeah, so it'll probably be...
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Times are real.
All right, well, I've been Zed.
And I've been Grace.
And this has been an episode.
Yes, it has.
Of some kind. There's also been a cat this whole time. Crunchy, say hi, Crunchy. Nope, he's being quiet. Which is a novel change.
Is he snoring?
Maybe.